Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to Friday. Friday's class, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, right here in Fort Worth, Texas. Glory to God. And we're so glad that you've been able to spend last week and this week in class with us. And we're talking about the importance of the ministry of divine healing and divine health in the gospel ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everyone that He ordained into His ministry, the first thing He said to them, where you go, heal the sick. Heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead. Yes. You mean raise the dead? Yes. I had that happen twice in this ministry. Now, it's important. I wouldn't have even attempted had I not known that. But I believed it, and it was important. Now, there are other times, there was another situation where I did what the Lord said to do over a child. It didn't work. I found out later that the mother, strong believer, not only, I mean, and in believer in this ministry, but her husband, he didn't believe in me. He didn't believe in that. He didn't believe in God. Well, there's no way it's going to happen there. Anyway, let's go back to the book of James. The topic of this entire 2 weeks, Jesus has set the church of Jesus Christ against sickness and disease. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. These signs will follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said, they will recover. Not they might, they will. So, go back now to the book of James. The 5th chapter and 12th verse. Above all things, my brethren, above all things, swear not. In other words, above all things, get your tongue right. He started in on that in the 3rd chapter. Do something with your mouth. Above all things, straighten out your mouth. Let your yea be yea and your no be no. What does that mean? Don't go into a bunch of excuses. Are you going to church tomorrow night? No. Why? I don't want to. People don't know what to do with that. What they want to hear is, well, you know, we'll sure try. You are lying like a hound. You didn't intend to go. You're not going to go. And the reason is you don't want to. So don't start lying now. I had a guy one time call me and said, Brother Copeland, I sure would like for you to come preach for us. Would you pray about it? I said, well, yeah, I'll pray about it, sure. So I prayed about it. And the Lord said, no, I don't want you to go there. Well, he didn't give me any reason. He just said, I don't want you to go there. So, later on, the man called me back. He said, did you pray about it? I said, yes, sir. He said, when are you coming? I said, I'm not. I didn't give any excuse. There's a big silence there for a reason why. Well, why not? Because the Lord said He didn't want me to go there. Well, why? I said, I don't know. Ask Him. Well, are you planning to ever come? No. And no use in me making up a bunch of stories. I'm not going to go. Well, why are you not going to go? Well, first of all, is it any of your business why I'm not going? Now, not that I shouldn't tell you why. If I don't have any reason other than I don't want to, I'm going to say, I don't want to go. Well, why don't you want to go? Well, that's none of your business. I just don't want to. And if it gets right down to it, well, why? Well, because I don't like you very much. What does that, I don't like you. What does that mean? I don't want to be like you. I like you. I want to be like you. I had the Lord say to me one time, Kenneth, I love you, but I don't like you very much. Well, I had some getting straight to do. I spent a considerable amount of time on that. And he likes me just fine now. Why? You walk by faith and walk in love. Get rid of your high temper. Now, let's go back to this. Is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Songs. Is any sick among you? Inferring there shouldn't be any. Now, you have to remember, this is Jesus' brother, his half-brother, James. So he was raised in the house with Jesus. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That word save is sozo. It's translated in other places, healed. Amen. Amen. It's the same word. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, for those of you that weren't with us yesterday, I had a little spot about the size of a grain of rice right here on my left hand, just right about right in that spot right about there. And it looked like rice. It was just a little, the skin was just discolored there. I looked at that. And they'd been on there for some time. And it began to itch a little bit, and I scratched it, and then it puffed up. And so went to the doctor. And as I said yesterday, man of color. And I said, you know, my name's Kenneth Copeland. I know you. He said, my parents have been partners of yours for a long time. Well, that tickled me. And he and I laughed and talked about faith and so forth. And so then when he came out with the diagnosis, he said, yeah, it's malignant. So what did I do? I called on the elders of the church. I called on my pastor, George Pearson's, my daughter, Terry, my wife, Gloria, her close friend, Bebe, all there in my kitchen, except John and Kelly were on the phone. Both of them were out of town. And pastor had his oil bottle with him. And so he just dipped his finger in that oil according to Acts, the 19th chapter, in the name of Jesus, and had our Bibles open here to the 5th chapter of James. He touched that, and a shock and a fire went through me. And I laughed. And I knew it. I knew it. It's over. But anyway, Dr. Williams referred us to another man, went over to see him. They said, now bring, maybe you want to bring lunch and be prepared to stay from 2 to 4 hours or so. And his ministry as a doctor, they said, now he is going to take a sample of that, little shaving of it, and analyze it. And he will continue to do that until there are no more cancer cells. So we said, okay. Dr. Weider and I were sitting there in the waiting room. They came in there and they did their thing. We sat there about 30 minutes. They came in and said, well, Mr. Copeland, there are no more cancer cells.
Amen.
Well, of course there were no more cancer cells. Of course there were not. They died the minute that oil touched my hand. Now listen, the healing is not in the oil.
That's right. That's right.
The healing is in the obedience.
Yes.
This is extremely important to those that are young Christian that need that oil. It's important. But hey, obeying the scripture, I don't care how long, and even those of us that know a little bit. We don't know much, but we know more than most people do. The more I learn, the more I figure out how much I don't know. Anyway, obey it. Obey it. Amen. I was preaching in the city where I was born, Lubbock, Texas. And we had a 3-week meeting there out at the fairground in the summer. And people were staying away in crowds because I had gone there ahead of time and I talked to some of the full gospel pastors there about having a meeting there. And all of them, 100% of them, told me it was just not time, Brother Copeland. In other words, we don't want you here. So I went to the Lord about it. He said, did I tell you to go ask them? I said, no. He said, did I tell you to go? I said, yes. And that's all he said about it. So we went. Well, there were some Baptist people started coming, and that little old tin building was full, but it was right at the last of it. The Lord said, "I want you to have a healing service, the very last service, the last Saturday. I want you to have a healing service outside, and before you do that, you call a realtor." And you have him take you to the poorest section of Lubbock, Texas. Well, I did that, and he couldn't figure out why, but he took us out there and showed us where it was. So here was our direction. The Lord said, you and Joe Mulford and Gloria and Joe's wife and others of the team, you pair off. And you go to houses knocking on the doors and you ask, is there anyone in this house sick that needs prayer in any way? He said, don't you mention your meeting until after you pray for the people. Then you tell them you're having a meeting on Saturday morning. We went into one house. I knocked on the door. The door opened about this way. Yes. Little woman, yes. And I told her, I said, my name's Kenneth Copeland. This is Joe Mulford. And we're having a meeting here in town. And we're just going about seeing if there's anyone in this house that needs prayer. She said, y'all Pentecost? Said, yes, ma'am. Yeah, come on. So we didn't go in her house. We went to sister's house. We walked into sister's house and she was just sitting there in a rocking chair. She said, now, sister, had some years ago. She said, this old neighborhood got so bad, I just don't go to church anymore. But she said, I was asking God, please send me somebody who can pray the prayer of faith. Please send me somebody. Wow. I said, well, we're here. So she took us over to sister's house. And she was just sitting in that rocking chair with kind of this blank look on her face. And she said, sister lost her mind. So Joe was on one side, I was on the other. Took my oil bottle, I said, in the name of Jesus, and I put my hands on her, just very tenderly and sweetly. And I said, devil, you just have to take your hands off of her right now. And she opened her eyes. She said, where'd you boys come from? And I told her, started telling her, and her sister said, sister, can you see? She said, well, of course I can see. What's the matter with you? She said, this diabetes thing took her eyesight too. Well, she said, of course I can see. Look over there in the ice box and get these boys a Dr. Pepper. And we prayed over those two sisters, and they were so excited. And Gloria and what was Joe's wife's name? Anyway, they walked up on this porch, knocked on the door, and this woman looked out there and she said, don't go away. Don't go away. I'll be right back. So she went in the house and changed clothes and opened the door. And so Gloria did the talking and went in there and laid hands on that woman. She was healed, filled with the Spirit, that no one was ever turned down. And that we, and finally, there were just people following us down the street. Now, Saturday morning, we had a whole batch of people. It was hot in Lubbock, Texas. Saturday, I had my oil bottle standing there on the platform. Glory to God. I didn't think about it being that hot. I'm just laying hands on people. And this woman came up there. As she came up there, and she said, oh, I sure do need healing. And her stomach way out here like this. And so I just picked that oil bottle up. And it's about 105 degree oil. I didn't think about it. And she danced, whoa. And that stomach went, whoa. She had a tumor in her stomach. It was gone. Thank you. But there was one. I'll never forget it. And I don't know where he is. I never did know his name. But when I get to heaven, I'm going to look him up. Big man. I'd say he's probably 6'4". Black man. Had on a pair of overalls. Overhauls. We in Texas. That's all they had on them, overhauls. No shirt. He had a scar that came down across him like this. I mean, it looked like somebody hit him in the head with a hatchet. He walked up there just looking at me. He said, Copeland, I want to be saved. I said, okay. I stood there and listened to the Lord a little while and laid my hands on him. And and the Lord filled him with the Holy Spirit. And he's big man. And he stood there and he shook for a few moments. And he just turned around and walked away. Sometime later, I don't remember how long, it was, I don't know, a year or two or so, this good-looking young man walked up to me, well-dressed. He walked up to me and he said, Brother Copeland, you don't recognize me, do you? I said, well, no, to tell you the truth, I don't. He said, you laid hands on me that morning in Lubbock, Texas. I could still see that scar, but you know, it was not noticeable anymore. And this is a big, angry-looking thing. Come in. You wouldn't really have noticed it had you just walked up and speak to him. Just the shine of God all over his face. I said, what are you doing? Oh, you know what I'm doing? I'm preaching, brother. I'm preaching, brother. That's what this is all about. Yes. Purpose of gifts of healings. To deliver the sick and destroy the works of the devil in the human body. Jesus came to destroy, to do the works of Jesus and to destroy the works of the devil. And I'll take just a moment to go back over here to the book of John, the 14th chapter there at the Seder meal. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And that's when he said, believe now that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified. If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter or another spirit, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Well, we're doing the works. Preaching and teaching is the works of Jesus. That's what he did most of. Preaching and teaching healing are the works of Jesus. Greater works than these. Well, you'll find that in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. And you just start reading with the 14th verse. And you get right down to the end of it. For, well, third chapter of the book of Ephesians. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of whom? Of the Father, the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend or have working knowledge with all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ, the love of the anointing, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the dunamis that works in us. There it is. That's the greater works. More than you can ask or think. More than you can ask or think that's working in you. Glory to God. Working in you. And the more than you can ask or think, what you can ask or think, that happens, and then you go to more, and then 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 more, and we're out of time. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is more than just an education. It's a lifestyle of faith that changes you.
People from all different ages, races, and cultures came here for the same reason, to be intensely discipled in the word of faith and equipped for ministry.
They trained me with practical ministry opportunities to serve with excellence and teach others to do the same. At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, I found faith,
family and my calling.
Take the next step. Apply today.
Brother Copeland has taught us that faith needs corresponding action. That simply means you prove your faith by doing what God tells you to do. Today is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we'd like to give you an opportunity to sow in response to the word that you've heard. The principle of faith and corresponding action can be applied to every area of life, including our finances. For instance, take a look at Luke 6:38, and it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be met back to you again." Choose to agree with what Luke 6:38 says about you in the Word of God. Apply corresponding action by sowing your seed. Then call in your harvest. For 55 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have preached the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. And those voices include books, downloads, the Victory Channel, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, magazines, social media, the website, meetings, Eagle Mountain International Church, and Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and we are still growing. Partners, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness in sowing into and praying for Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Let me pray over your offering right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word said, "Give and it shall be given." And our partners are so faithful to give. And now we're coming into agreement with them and believing with them for the harvest, a mighty harvest, a huge multiplied harvest of increase in their lives to take care of every need that they have according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Jesus came because He wants you well. And I pray right now that you receive the healing in your body, peace for your mind, and the very presence of the Almighty God. If you don't know Him as Savior, receive Him right now. Just say, "Jesus, take my life and do something with it." And then ask Him and receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. And then write us and let us know. Send us your testimony. Praise God. Until then, and until next time we come together, remember this: God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.